Now go read any of the classical thinkers who had something practical to say about the subject of chance, such as Cicero, and you find something different. A notion of probability that remains fuzzy throughout, as it needs to be, since such fuzziness is the very nature of uncertainty. Probability is a liberal art. It's a child of skepticism, not a tool for people with calculators on their belts to satisfy their desire to produce fancy calculations and certainties. Before Western thinking drowned in its scientific mentality, what is arrogantly called the Enlightenment, people prompted their brain to think, not compute. In a beautiful treatise now vanished from our consciousness, Dissertation on the Search for Truth, published in 1673, the polemist Simon Fouché exposed our psychological predilection for certainties. He teaches us the art of doubting, how to position ourselves between doubting and believing. He writes, "One needs to exit doubt in order to produce science, but few people heed the importance of not exiting from it prematurely. It's a fact that one usually exits doubt without realizing it." He warns us further, "We are dogma prone from our mother's wombs." By the confirmation error discussed earlier, we use the example of games, which probability theory was successful at tracking, and claim that this is a general case. Furthermore, just as we tend to underestimate the role of luck in life in general, we tend to overestimate it in games of chance. This building is inside the Platonic fold. Life stands outside of it, I wanted to shout.